It all started on a rainy Sunday afternoon. I was walking home after witnessing a bloody car accident when a dog came up to me and started barking. "What do you want?" I said as I adjusted my fedora, his mangy fur completely soaked from the rain. His incessant howl wouldn't stop. I chose to ignore the mutt and kept walking home. The rain and grey sky taunted me as raindrops fell on my coat. I hated getting my clothes dirty. As I kept walking, the dog kept barking as his paws splashed against the water. He was following me. I turned around, deciding to face death. "If my world ends, then so does yours," I thought as the dog approached me. I pulled out my Swiss Army knife, fearing the worst. Instead of attacking me, he just stood a few inches in front of me and sat there, his tongue sticking out. "What's your name?" I muttered as I knelt down and looked at his collar. "Sam? What a generic name." The collar's front didn't have any information about the owner, so I decided to follow my instincts and turn it around. David must be the owner. Not even his parents were too creative with names, I thought, while I thoroughly checked the collar. Below the owner's name, there was a phone number. I reached for my cell phone while thinking about what I should tell the owner. My first thought was, "Hey, your dog got lost, and he's been following me for the past 10 minutes. Thanks, idiot." However, I decided to go with, "Your dog got lost. Should I go to your house and leave him there?" My fingers dialed the owner's phone number. I pressed the call button, then put the cell phone close to my left ear and waited for a few seconds. I hated phone calls. My cell phone was always turned off, and I wouldn't have it any other way. "Who is it?" a rather loud voice answered. "Did you lose your dog?" "Yes, I've been searching for him all day. What happened? Did you find him?" he replied in a monotonous voice. "Yes, I did. What should I do with him?" "I'd appreciate it if you could bring him to my house." "All right, what's your address?" After that tedious conversation, I stared at the dog, only to notice he was defecating near a house close by. That's just disgusting. Half an hour later, I was at the owner's house. I decided to take a peek at it. The walls were white, like the pale moonlight that watched over the city at night. The ceiling tiles had a dark red colour that made it easy to notice the house from a block away. Lastly, the front yard was filled with flowers that reminded me of happier, simpler times. With nothing else to do, I decided to ring the bell beside the house's front gate. The sound it produced was so loud that I could hear the song coming from inside the house. It sounded like a Christmas song. For a while, I felt tempted to leave the dog there and walk away. I had already heard enough of those songs back in December. A minute later, a man holding an umbrella came out of the house. About time, I thought. I was starting to get impatient. "Are you David?" I asked. "Yes, that's me." He opened the gate and stared at the dog. "Come on, Sam, get in," he said in a playful tone. The dog got inside the house and David looked at me. "Thanks for finding him, whoever you are. My name is Guillermo." "All right, well, thanks for finding my dog, Guillermo." I thought about asking him for some sort of reward, but this had taken too long already and I just wanted to get home. "Yeah, sure, no problem." David closed the gate and closed the umbrella. "Goodbye." "Bye." I decided to adjust my fedora once again and took a look behind me as I was walking away, only to see David hitting his dog with a wooden stick engulfed in fire. He kept doing this until the dog was a bloody carcass laying on the grass. There is more stupidity than hydrogen in the universe, and it has a longer shelf life, I thought as I stared at the ground and continued walking home.